Psalms 40, verse 2 and 3, it read, "He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of miry clay, and set my foot up on a rock, and established my going. And he had put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord." He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my foot up on a rock and established my going. And he had put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. I want to talk about this morning coming out of the pit. I got this from one of the members talking to me this week. It looked like every time they tried to get ahead, look like they're always falling back into a terrible situation. So I thought about preaching that this morning, just coming out of a pit. We have here in our text today a man with a serious testimony. And you know, if you done gone through some things, you can have a good testimony. Somebody talk to me in here. See, in order to have an effective testimony, you have to go through some things. Listen and listen well. The psalmster in this 40th psalm had gone through many ups, and he had gone through many downs. And numerous foul experience he is speaking in this 40th psalm. We all get discouraged. When you're going through some situations, you will get discouraged sometime. How many of you have ever been in a pit of discouragement? How many of you ever reached a point where you was in a pit of discouragement? Out of all that you do, looked like you still wasn't progressing. We try to live our lives according to God's word. But many times we find ourselves in trouble. Now, I want to share. I got an antidote, and I got something for you that can cure that. If you just trust in the Lord, and if you learn how to wait on him, that discouragement will fade away one of these days. Can I get a witness in here? We falls into a pit and find that not only are we deep in a pit, but the pit is miry clay. His testimony was that he was once in a place that was very disturbing. Note the psalmster report. "I got out." And you know that was shouting stuff then. When you are in a pit, and then God will get you out of your situation. Now that's what make you want to go on. That's your testimony when you done went through some tough situations and looked like nothing was going good for you. And every time you look around, you get rid of one problem and you got another problem waiting on you. And yet God still will get you out of that situation. That shouting stuff. When you got a testimony to say, "I got out." Now, I recognize you'll get discouraged if you stay in that pit. But when you get out of the pit, that's when you got a dance to thank God for. Well, he said, "I was in a horrible situation. It was a difficult situation. But look what he said, I came out. Oh, man, that's something. I came out. Now, I learned something that when you've been in a situation, Ray, and when you're able to come out, oh, man, that's when you can step and you don't have to worry about what folks say about you. Come on, somebody. See, a lot of folk want you to stay in a pit. See, if you stay in the pit, they got something to talk about. But if you ever come out of the pit, I learned something. Folk don't mind talking about you when you're down and out. They always talk about how you got in a pit, but they won't talk about how you got out of the pit. Are y'all with me? That's what I was telling them. Some of us get in a pit, and sometimes we get in a family pit, and it get to be hard to come out of a family pit. Some of us get in a pit when we are on our job and look like there's no hope. You just keep on blaming everybody. But I want to let you know that if you got God with you, day in and day out, God will get you out of a pit, even on your job. See, folks think that you can't improve because the man don't like you, but you know it's not who like me, it's who I serve that like me. I don't worry about these little small-time supervisors because I got somebody who supervised the supervisor, who gave the supervisor his job. Have you ever seen folks try to do you so bad, end up being in worse shape than you are? I tell you, God will make them your foot stoop. Y'all better talk to me in here. Oh, y'all want to have church in here? Let me tell you something. He'll bring you out of a pit. See, what I like about the writer, the psalmster, he said, I came out. He give you the testimony about how he was in the pit. But what I like about it, what give me joy, what gets me where I want to go on anyhow, is I know that trouble won't last always. Come on, somebody. Look what he says. He said, I was deep in this distress, but I came out. Now, I want to just give you some encouraging words, is that now just because you distressed today, you don't know what tomorrow. See, that's what I like about it. You see, God can give you a renewed spirit. Brothers and sisters, they reported, he said, that the situation was a pit. Now, I'm not talking about something where somebody took a shovel or a backhoe and dug for you to fall in. See, you can be in a pit sitting right here on the pew. Y'all talk to me in here. He reported that the Lord brought him out. And I learned periodically all of us will spend some time in a pit. All of us will. All of us in here are going to have to go through a pit. It's sometime. It comes unexpectedly. Live long enough. You will have your own personal encounter with a pit. Regardless to how you prayerful you are and how close to God you are, you, my brothers and sisters, will have to endure and experience at some point of time, a pit. Come on, somebody. But I'm happy to learn that the psalmster had his pit and still survived. He came out of his distress. Joy started to bubble inside of him. And when I read the psalm, where I read the psalmster that was delivered from his pit. And you and I can be delivered also from our pit. See, he was in a pit situation. And I know there are some of us who think that intellect brought you out. Some of us think just because we are smart that got us out of the pit. Some you think your intelligence brought you out. Your finance resource brought you out. Your high powerful friends and powerful situation and places brought you out. While all of these things are good in their own respect, it's good to know that you will come to a point where the only one who can reach you is God. You just want to talk to me. I don't care how. You may be close to the governor, but don't you know the governor is just like you and me? He lay down on God's power, and he wake up on God's power. Ah, you just want to talk to me in here. Listen, lonely. See, I learned man can't bring you out of a pit unless God has his hands on it. And I got joy in reading the book of Psalms because it is rich with encouragement. It is rich with inspiration. The book of Psalms is filled with so many words that tend to lift the spirit and prove to be a source of encouragement to the weary heart. Oh, when I'm going through something, it gives me joy to read the 23rd Psalm that said, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want." Oh, he gave me joy to read it. I don't know about you, but it gave me joy that said, "Wait on the Lord." It gave me some joy. So, brothers and sisters, this 40th Psalm was written by a man named David. He did not write all the Psalm, but David did write a number of Psalms. The 40th Psalm is really a testimony during which time David talked about how bad his situation was, what he experienced, what he encountered, and who brought him out. And you know, when you want to give a testimony to somebody, you ought to talk about how God brought you out of your mess. I learned that if you ever want to be an effective witness, you ought to tell somebody about the goodness of God. You ought to tell them, "If it had not been for the Lord on my side." Ah, some of y'all ought to talk to me in here. You ought to be able to tell them, "When I went into the sanctuary, I know that the Lord filled me with the Holy Ghost." You ought to have a testimony. David talked about the fact that he ended up the sweet singer of Israel. So I want to tell all of you that's in the choir, regardless to how much joyful noise that you make for the Lord, even in singing for the Lord, you're going to end up in a pit one day. Come on, somebody. Found himself what he styled as a horrible pit. David is not referring to literally a pit, but look what he said. But he is speaking in a figurative sense, and that he is talking about some situation, some circumstances that was so painful, so horrible, until it was deep circumstances wherein David found himself. It was a situation that he could not get himself out of. And I must tell you this, circumstances come eventually to us all. I want to let you know that you will get out of one circumstance. And if you wait a few more weeks, another one will tap you on the back and say, here I am. Eventually, all of us end up in some situation that we cannot deliver ourselves from. Have you ever been in a situation where you didn't know what to do? How you laid awake at night, all night, wondering how you was going to make it? And I discover in life that there was a few circumstances that you need supernatural help to get you out of. Every now and then, I can go to somebody and tell them I need them to do me a favor. But then there are some situations that you need help from above. That supernatural help. That help that only God can give to you. Oh, somebody don't know what I'm talking about. You're going to need some help that even your daddy can't get you out of. You're going to need help from somebody even a lawyer can't get you out of. Have you ever experienced some situation that doctors couldn't give you enough medication to cure your situation? Only God can deal with the mind of an individual. You can take medication all day, but every now and then only God can give you a peace of mind. You don't hear me. I was down home with my daddy this week, and let me tell you, he had looked like 14 or 15 bottles of pills on the counter, and he still was sick. He still could control his pressure, threatening with a stroke, a heart attack, and had to call the emergency to rush him to the hospital. When they called me here at the church, and they talked about all of the medication, but let me tell you something. When you got one medication and taking another medication, all of that mess don't work together. You got to have God on your side. So when he got to the doctor said that one of the reasons you got too much medication. You ever thought about that? A doctor getting rich off your pennies? You don't need all that medication. I recognize that you need some medication. But when you get to having 12 and 13 different kinds of medication, I got a problem with that. Because I just don't believe that it takes all of that. But then, when you learn how to trust in the Lord. And I'll tell you one thing, when you learn how to trust in the Lord. See, when you trust in God, he has a way of stopping your heart from beating too fast. And some of us, when we got trouble, we got migraine headaches. We just keep thinking and thinking and still got trouble. You know, I feel like preaching in here. And I rejoice in knowing that the utmost power operating in this universe is not the power of man. It is not the power of evil. But it is the power of God. God, I tell you, God operate in a powerful fashion in this world. A pit situation. We were in some deep pits, but somebody here can share testimony with the psalmster. And as difficult as it was, as bad as it was, as dismal as it was, you were blessed to come out. Brothers and sisters, once you get out, you ought to have a story to tell. Once you get out, you ought to have a testimony to tell. So in our 40th Psalm, tell us about his dreadful experience. David could have been talking about when he was fleeing from the wrath and of a jealous king named Saul. When he was on the run in a flight from a king who had been on taking his life. Or it could have been the time in his life when he was found out, forced out of his kingdom. When he was forced away from the royal city by trickery of his own convincing son. And I come by to tell you, sometimes we end in a pit because of our own relatives. Y'all better talk to me in here. Just because you slept in the same room, that don't make them love you like they ought to love you. Y'all just want to talk to me in here. Yeah, I done found out sometime the reason we are in the shape that we are in is because of our own loved ones who have not treated us like we ought to have been treated. Well, whichever the case might have been, we do know with certainty, whenever the circumstances was, or whatever the circumstances was, it was a situation so deep. It was a situation so painful, so distressing unto David, likened it to a pit. Well, and the scripture said David talked about it. And he said it was a horrible situation. It was so difficult. It was so painful. It was so horrible. The pain was so excruciating. The situation was so difficult to bear until it was a horrible situation. And I experienced some situations in life that qualify as horrible. Maybe some of you can testify of some of your own personal experience that were horrible. David says he found himself in a horrible situation. He found himself in a pit. Now, by the virtue of the fact that he called it a pit, he likened his situation to something so deep that he couldn't jump out of. It was so deep that he couldn't climb out of. It was so deep that he could not get to the top. And I want to talk to somebody that's in this building this morning who is dealing with some stuff that are deep. Deep, I tell you, when you are in a deep situation, it gets mighty rough to deal with sometime. Do I have anybody in here that got some deep stuff that they need to come out of? Somebody in here is dealing with some circumstances, some situation that are not like affliction, but they qualify as deep. Maybe you are dealing with a situation where you've fallen victim to all kinds of evil scheme on your job, and you are now in the midst of a situation that is very deep. And maybe I'm the only one in here that been in a deep situation. But I learned that you can't come out of that situation until you learn to trust in God. Maybe you are in the midst of a miracle situation. Your marriage is on the rock, and you don't know how you're going to come out. But I tell you, it'll be all right if you learn how to trust in the Lord. all. Can I get a witness? Let me mention and let me reiterate that every now and then we all end up in a pit that are very deep. Sickness can be a deep pit. David found himself down in the depth of a pit that was horrible. And I must tell you, we are drawn much from David when we gain much insight and wisdom from David. David said, yes, I was in a pit, but I know somebody that I can call on that can help me in my time of distress. Can I get a witness? David said, once you call him and then wait on him, sometime you will have to stay right there and you'll have to wrestle with it all night long. But just because he don't bring you out of it last night, I dare you to wrestle with it for another night. Can I get a witness? David said, I waited patiently. Then he said, and on the Lord. And I wonder if anybody here have reached the point where you said, I waited patiently on the Lord. You call your friend, but they couldn't help you. But you stay right there waiting on the Lord. Can I get a witness? I done learned to wait patiently. I recognize that it won't come when you think it come or when you think it ought to come. But you got to wait patiently. You can't hurry God. You can't hurry him. You just got to wait, I say, upon the Lord. Can I get a witness? David said, I waited patiently because I know who I was waiting on. See, you can wait patiently when you know who you're waiting on. Can I get a witness? You can wait when you know you're waiting on God. You can wait patiently when you know you're waiting on the one that created the moon, that created the star, that created the sun. You can wait patiently when you know he was the one that scooped out the earth and put the sea in its place. You can wait patiently when you know that God created the clouds. You can wait patiently when you know God created the rain. I tell you, Vicky, I can wait because I know without God, I can do nothing. Can I get a witness? Lord, I've been in a pit and I know how I got out. I did what David said. I waited patiently on the Lord. David said, I waited patiently. And then look what it says. He inclined unto me and he heard my cry. Can I get a witness? Every now and then, you got to keep on crying. You got to keep on calling up on the name of the Lord. When it reach a point that look like no help, then you got to go down on your knees and say, Our Father, which are in heaven. You got to tell him what you want. I tell you, if you tell him what you want, God will incline to hear your cry. I wish I had somebody here know that God been good to you. Do you know God has been good to you? Do you know that God will make a way out of no way for you? I wonder if I got anybody in here that know that God will make a way for you.
Have you ever been in a pit and looked like that there was no way out? But let me tell you, I've been there. And I just said, Jesus, come on, Jesus. I just said, come on, Jesus. You know what my troubles are. You see my distress. You see my circumstances. You heard my cry. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus, and see about me. I know he will. I know he will. Won't he come? Won't he come? May not come when you want him to, but I'll tell you what, he will come. He'll come. He'll come, mothers. He'll come. You may think that you're all alone, but he's right there holding your hand. He's right there walking with you. He's right there talking with you. He's right there rocking you in his arms. He will. He will. He will bring you out of a pit. I done been in the pit. I've been stuck in the mud. I done been where you think I haven't been. But Jesus, he rescued me. Oh, he'll rescue you. 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 It might look like the night getting long, but if you just hold on, just hold on, just hold on, just hold on, he will. He will come to your rescue. I'm like the psalmist, say all night, all day, the angel just watching all over me. I feel good. I'm out of the pit. I'm on shouting ground. You know why? Because he woke me up this morning. Hey, I wouldn't have been able to put my shoes on if it had not been for the Lord. I wouldn't be able to drive my automobile if it had not been for the Lord. I say, Lord, have mercy. I wasn't anybody in here. I say, Lord, have just a little mercy. Oh, oh, Lord, have mercy. I said, Lord, save me, Lord. I wouldn't say anybody here know what I'm talking about. I said, Lord, have a little mercy. I said, Lord, have just a little mercy. Oh, oh, Lord, have just a little mercy. I said, save me, Lord. Doors of the church is open. I said, Lord, I need you. I said, Lord, I really need you. Oh, oh, Lord, I really need you. I said, save me, Lord. You know, I feel good knowing that God been good to me. And I haven't always been saved, and I haven't always done right. But when you really get to know the Lord, you can put all that stuff behind. You can say, Lord, I thank you for the joy you given me. I can say, Lord, I thank you for your grace and for your mercy that you bless me with. And that's why I can say, Lord, I thank you. Somebody in here ought to can say, I thank you, Lord. You've been good to me. I said, Lord, have mercy. Do I have anybody? Do I have anybody? Lord,
have mercy. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Do I have anybody? Do I have anybody? Somebody may not know Christ. You don't know that God been good to you. And if you're ashamed to own him in here, he'll be ashamed to own you before his Father in heaven. And if you're ashamed to just tell somebody that God been good to you. I don't know about you, but I got joy. I got some joy that the world didn't give to me, and the world can't take it away from me. I got some joy. I wonder, has anybody got any joy in this house? Because if you got some joy, you can say, Lord, have a little mercy. Doors of the church is open. Deacons, as the choir come down and as the deacons, go ahead, Pearl, and sing it for me.
I need you.
That's all you got to tell him.